Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. This is our opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. And today we're going to be looking at part two of a two-part set of episodes that are entitled Foolishly Opposing God. We looked yesterday at a way that was very evident that men were opposing God. Today we're going to look at a way that's not so obvious, but yet is probably more likely the kind of opposition to God's plan that we might fall prey to. Now, before we get there, I want to remind you, coming up on Friday is our Pray Together episode. This is a bonus episode where I pray for the requests that you have submitted as listeners, and you can join with me in praying for those things. Now, imagine the effect of thousands of faithful people praying for your need. I invite you to submit your need. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer and submit your request. We would love to include it on Friday's episode. Okay, today we're looking at John chapter 18, verses 8 through 11. So if you have a copy of the scriptures handy, please get it out, follow along, and we're going to see what happens here in the story of Jesus' life. Now, to fill in the context for you, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He has had soldiers come against him and officers from the court to arrest him. And they were led there by one of Jesus' own disciples, Judas Iscariot. And when they come asking for Jesus, Jesus steps up and he says, "Who are you seeking?" And they say, "Jesus of Nazareth." And when Jesus says, "I am he," something kind of strange happens. We can't quite make out exactly what happened, but those men fall back, and it says some of them even fall to the ground. And so some kind of power was evident there, trying to show these men, you are doing what you should not be doing. You are opposing the power of God. And that was pretty evident yesterday. But today, that story continues. And so Jesus asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." So they reply in the same way. Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go." Who's he referring to? Well, he's referring to his 11 disciples who were with him. And verse 9 says, "This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken. Of those whom you gave me, I have not lost one." And Jesus is referring to a prayer he prayed in the previous chapter where he had thanked the Father for not allowing any of his 11 to be lost. And then in verse number 10, we pick up, it says, "Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus." So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" So friends, based on the title I gave to this episode, I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. Peter, thinking he was doing the right thing, defending his master, pulling out his sword and standing between Jesus and harm, actually was opposing God's will. He was foolishly taking on a course of action that was not in line with what God had in mind. That is very evident in verse 11 from what Jesus says to Peter. He says, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given to me?" So Jesus saw the events that were transpiring as God's will, even though it was steeped in foolish opposition to God, even though it was contrary to what was right and just and good. Jesus submitted himself to the Father's will, and he was instructing Peter, "You need to submit yourself to the Father's will." And friends, just like Peter, things happen in our lives that we cannot imagine are God's will. We can't imagine what good could come from it. And yet, God in his sovereign power is behind every detail of it. He's allowing it. He's ordaining it for our good and for his glory. I mean, can you think of a worse thing than the Son of God, perfect and holy, being betrayed, being beaten, being hung on a cross? And yet here Jesus himself is saying this crucifixion and unjust treatment is what the Father has given me to endure. Oh, friends, for us to live with an attitude like that of Jesus, for him to express that attitude of service and submission to the Father in us and through us, that really should be our aim as believers. We want to represent him in this world so that others see a difference. Others see our deep reliance on the Father and are drawn to Him as a result. Lord Jesus, give us this part of yourself, this power that you had to submit to the Father's will, no matter how difficult, and to do so as an example, a demonstration to others that as we follow your course, though it may be difficult, you are using it for your good and your glory. Lord, enable us not to foolishly oppose you like Peter does, thinking we're doing right, but actually standing against what you're doing. We ask you to do this in us, in Jesus' name. And don't forget that Morning Mindset Media also provides other podcasts, including a Christian parenting podcast, a Christian marriage podcast, and soon a Christian history podcast. You can find out more at morningmindsetmedia.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.